Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With summer heating up and some evening and dog walking hours available at the garden, make sure to check ticket availability at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Make your reservations, don't forget your mask, and head to the garden for some fun in the sun. When you first enter the garden and head through the atrium breezeway, you have the option of taking a right turn to the Japanese garden, the koi pond, and the fuchsia garden, where it's perennially shady and all the plants are beautifully in bloom just now, or veering to the left to head down the path past Frankie and Elaine's Cafe to Tram Road and the formal rose garden, or straight ahead through the volunteer garden beds. Taking the route straight ahead will give you a view to an area tucked away on the right that is one worth watching if you are a regular garden visitor. Just behind the yellow orchid vine-covered columns that flank the entrance, the dahlia bed is just now sending up the shoots that will develop over the summer into stunning flowers that can be as large as dinner plates. There are smaller dahlias in the garden, the Mystic Spirit dahlia. It adorns the corner of Tram Road right across from the entrance to the formal rose garden. Wander straight along through the volunteer gardens and you'll be struck by a dramatic and very tall bright green shrub with wonderful yellow daisy-like flowers. This is the Mexican tree marigold, sometimes called the Mexican sunflower. It's a native to Mexico and Central America, but loves our coastal climate. It was originally brought to the southern United States as an ornamental garden plant, but it has escaped those borders and can now be found in hedges, along roadsides, and pretty much anywhere the seed lands and the ground is turned over. Now that many of the spring vegetables have been replaced with summer crops, you can see the corn sprouting ears and the places where the chicken wire fences aren't really keeping the squirrels from feasting on the sweet young ears of corn. Across the way is the lower meadow with the beautiful Persian silk or mimosa trees in full bloom. These trees can be seen throughout the garden in both pink and white blooms that look like tiny pom-poms, just the right size for garden fairies. Passing the Persian silk trees to the left takes you on the path toward the formal rose garden. At Tram Road, you can turn right to see a wonderful patch of rosy pink aloe, or turn left to walk past the Mystic Spirit dahlias as you head down the path toward the Garden of the Senses. One of the lovely trees that marks the end of the rose garden and the entrance to the Garden of the Senses is the golden medallion tree. This tree is native to southeastern Brazil and has become a Southern California favorite in just a generation. It was introduced here by the Los Angeles County Arboretum in their plant introduction programs of the 1960s and 70s. It is one of the most successful transplants from those programs. This fast-growing, basically evergreen tree will get 20 to 25 feet tall and as much as 30 feet across. It is frost-hardy, drought- and heat-tolerant, with large clusters of vibrant golden blooms. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.